from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Globe Life Field getting you ready for the last regular season game between the Rangers and the Astros this season. Parking lot, it opens at 11:30 if you want to plan your life accordingly. The gates open at noon. As just as an aside, if you want some cheap tickets for future games, you can use the code YARDWORK and get $15 outfield pavilion seats for the August 7th, August 21st, and September 19th games. That's YARDWORK. So trying to help the people out before they even get here. But we are live at Globe Life Field. It's me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Mike, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford back in the studio.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm good, man.
Dude,
how are you?
The drive out here was actually a little tougher than usual. I've never run into traffic on George Bush, but today George Bush had some traffic for me. So.
Is it because some school is back
in? I don't know.
I don't think so. My kids have orientations tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there are more Astros fans up here for the weekend or something like that. I don't know. Trying to wrap up the summer with a visit to the park.
It'll be interesting today. I don't know how many tickets are sold. I know that they've done a great job of selling tickets throughout the season, but Wednesday day game, work day,
dollar hot dog day.
There'll be quite a bit of people here, but. Yeah, the kind of walk-up crowd, don't know.
I think the walk-up crowd, and we're going to talk about this later in the show, I'm putting a disproportionate amount of importance on this game. Like, I feel like...
Hold on. Mike, if the Rangers lose today, are we all right?
Probably not.
That's
Kevin,
what I think.
If the Rangers win today...
We're good to go.
For what?
Well, we win the season series, so you get the tiebreak. And also, I realize Seattle bounced back up, but you continue to move forward. And this just feels like, hey, I can say I won a series against a quality team.
Okay, so just kind of a small step is what you're saying here.
So far,
if they win today, they're in the World Series this year, guys. All right, let's go ahead and mark it down right now.
Gonna say that.
Are you scared? That's why.
Yes, I am. I am scared that if the Rangers lose this game, that's a wrap.
Okay, but what if they win?
Oh, we're good to go.
In the World Series?
I'm probably not going to say that just yet.
Scared.
I mean, at this point, you've beat the White Sox in a series in the second half.
See?
That's it.
Yes.
That's only you've lost to Baltimore. You've lost
to... The White Sox, they've won a game recently.
Toronto, they won last night.
Yeah, they did. They're on their way. 28. You've lost to Toronto. You've lost to St. Louis. You've lost to Boston. And here you are against Houston.
Yeah.
You're going to have to win the majority of your series.
Yeah.
And if you go, would that be 1-5 in series after the All-Star break, if I have that correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you lose today, like, it's impossible. It's literally impossible to make a playoff run unless you win almost every series the rest of the way. And it has to start here.
Look.
It has to start sometime.
It has to start somehow.
Right, where?
What better place than here? What better time than now?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a...
That's Rage Against the Machine.
That song is
okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
You need to listen to it today at some point. I'll send you the link. It's good.
Who's the machine?
The machine, dude.
You know, the machine.
Yeah.
Like our government?
I think it doesn't have to be that specific.
The deep state.
Yeah, well, okay.
Are you afraid of the deep state?
Any entities of power, whether it's clear or behind the scenes, the machine.
Can't stop us now. Yeah, that's the song. That's the song the Rangers need to be playing right now.
There you go.
Yeah, that song will fire you up, Mike. Hey, Alec, if you can find that song for us, that would be pretty awesome.
Does it have cuss words?
It definitely does.
That line right there, that section of the song,
though.
Not
that line.
That section of the song right there, if you can get that, like, isolate that part of it and let Mike hear it with the, dude, I'm telling you, they play that one, that's going to rock the
place. Would that be your walk-up song?
I would do it, yes. I would love it.
Do you think it's a better song to come out of the bullpen, too?
Dude, that's a good song for the bullpen. Ooh. Also.
Because you get a good minute when you're coming out of the bullpen.
I think Bulls on Parade
that
by Rage
a good
Against
too.
The Machine
that's
would be
good
a great
too.
Bullpen song.
Yes, there's a lot of Rage Against the Machine songs.
I love Rage
really
Against
good.
The Machine. That's the fun fact. Those are the songs I listen to whenever we would do the morning show because they're so full of loud anger at bars.
You want to clench your fist and push a little harder on the bike, Mike? You listen to some Rage Against the Machine. That'll get you going.
True.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, let's go, Rangers. Go get Rangers. Go get Rage.
I don't think Mike's going to start doing that. All right. Your punishment for not doing that, Mike, we're going to talk about the Cowboys.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Specifically, I want to get y'all's thoughts, and I don't know if training camp thus far has changed your mind at all because, look, we've talked about this numerous times. There's plenty of times you hear about this player or this group of players, and it doesn't actually end up making a difference. But we talked with Kyle Yeomans last Friday about kind of the biggest needs position-wise on this team, and he was kind of reassessing based on some of the training camp stuff, and I was doing the same thing, and I wanted to see, what do y'all think position-wise are still the biggest needs on this team?
I mean, running back still a massive question mark for everybody right now.
I have running back at second, so I'm with you on
that. I'm feeling pretty good with the receivers just being cooks and then all this random bunch of guys if CeeDee Lamb doesn't show up.
I'm going to follow up on running back. Deuce Vaughn looked good in preseason last year and obviously did absolutely nothing in the regular season.
Right.
So does it matter? Like Sunday night, I don't know. Name the person. Zeke's not playing. I don't know. Rico.
Dowdle.
Or Malik Davis.
Yeah. Okay, those two dudes. One of them rushes 8 times for 62 yards and a touchdown. Will that give you confidence that we actually have a good running back? Or would you be like, look, it's preseason football?
I don't think it will for me just because it'll get them on the team or probably be a big step in getting them on the team. But I don't think so just because I feel like that position specifically, I need to see it in a game.
Is it
a real game?
And then real quick, Corey, before you answer, is it a waste? If somebody does great in the fourth quarter, I get for the players, I hear Christy Scales, I get what she's talking about. You should respect these guys, and these are unbelievable games and unbelievable players, and watch every second of preseason football. I get it. But in the fourth quarter, we've seen guys have good fourth quarters and never play 1 second in the NFL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my approach to this is a guy has a big fourth quarter like that. If he's saying, hey, man, I'm going to bust loose in the fourth quarter here, what I would say would be, all right, now give that guy the start in the next preseason
I think that's
game.
A good idea. And I think that's a great way of looking at it.
Keep challenging them. Give them the opportunities to do something more difficult and then do it consistently. If they do it for 4 games, that tells me 2 things. A, it tells me that our offensive line is good. You know, like that's as much of the concern as the running backs, the person, the fact that, like, we got to figure out if our offensive line can block it first. Can Brock Hoffman get to the second level? That was something that Biotic struggled with last year. Can he get to the linebackers to keep them off the running back? And then Tyler Smith and Guyton, can they create that hole? So, and then can Terrence Steele be back to Terrence Steele with Zach Martin the way he was?
Yeah.
So it's going to tell me if they're running consistently well in the first 4 or the first 3 preseason games, it tells me the offensive line's good, how those guys do behind the offensive line. And then, like you said, Mike, if they do good in the fourth quarter, go ahead and give them the start and see how they do against the better competition there the next week.
I Running back is second on my list. I'm with you. At 1 and 3, I pretty much took the entire defensive line. I put the interior at 1 and the outside at 3. I understand the hope that we have for, like, Marshawn Nyland and the hope that we have for Mozzie. I'm nervous because of lack of depth and when you feel like how much that loss of Sam Williams really hurt, because they were like, no, he's going to be the dude. Like, he's going to get heavy time, especially when they're playing around with Micah. I worry about depth both interior and then on the outside on the defensive line.
When Zimmer was here, Kevin, they were a fantastic defensive run-stopping team. However, Ellis was a step slow
yeah,
in getting to the quarterback as often as we would have liked. But you got guys like Demetrius Underwood and Alonzo Spellman and Jay Ratliff that just kind of came out of nowhere because Zimmer had a very sound defensive approach when it came to the running game. I'm not as concerned because the last 3 years it's been we're Swiss cheese. Dan Quinn doesn't know how to stop the run.
Yep.
Can't figure it out.
Yep.
And all the guys want to do is pass rush, and they're all too undersized to do it. Zimmer, I think the run stop first approach is going to be good, but that's where how many turnovers can you get in the secondary to complement that? I don't think it's going to be as much of an individual problem or a team problem across the defensive line, because Zimmer does have a tendency to, if you can't play, you don't play. So
I'm with Kevin on this. That's why I picked 39 sacks. I might be a little bit low on the season.
Yeah.
But if Micah Parsons is going to play, I don't know, would you say 50-50?
How much linebacker do you think is a fair breakdown. I really do.
If he's not playing defensive end, I don't think anybody's getting to the quarterback. I think the quarterback's going to have 5 to 6 seconds to make a decision. Now, in today's game, quarterbacks get rid of the ball within 2.5 to 4 seconds. So I don't think, unless we send a blitz or we're lining up Micah Parsons on the end, I think the quarterback is going to have the time that he needs to make a good decision.
When you say send a blitz, Micah on the blitz,
you could send him up the middle.
Because yesterday
safety
there was a
blitz,
there was a play where he was right over center at the linebacker.
His rookie year, he did this,
and he flew past Brock Hoffman, and it would have broken up the play. Would have been a sack easy, and I think that's one of those options where now this is really moving him around to give him places to attack from, and I think that's going to be a difference because Kevin, if you're a tackle on one side. Or a tackle on either side. You're like, oh, at some point you guys are going to be blocking Micah today. Okay, all right, I understand that. So they will be paying attention to it, and by maybe second quarter, they've got some things figured out where they can stop. I've been messing with this guy all day now. But if you say all 5 of the offensive linemen have to know what Micah is and what he's doing, now you have different opportunities to go attack the weakness on an offensive line and just say, you know what, that guard sucks. Micah, go after him all day long from the linebacker spot because you're going to get all these sacks.
I want to see.
Might be one bad matchup with a tackle, but it doesn't. You can find 5 different matchups where you can probably get a good one.
How y'all feeling about depth at wide receiver? Because, and I want to preface this by saying, I still think that they'll get the CeeDee Lamb deal done. So that's, I'm not saying like, oh, you don't have CeeDee Lamb, you're screwed. But we talk with T-Billy. I know he's made a lot of things happen in camp.
Sounds like a made-up name.
He's such a cool dude, though, Mike.
He was.
I think you would have loved him. He's got this great competitiveness to him, but he's also a fun dude.
And there's buzz on Tolbert and Brooks. Hell, even Cropper. All of the Jalens, there is buzz on them. But I feel like I've heard some of that Jalen-esque buzz before. I'm a little bit nervous about the depth of the wide receiving core beyond CeeDee and Cooks.
I'm okay as long as CeeDee stays healthy.
Okay.
I do. I like Brandon Cooks. I'm not saying I don't like him.
But your offense is different.
Yeah, I feel like as long as CeeDee is healthy for all 17 games, I think you'll be fine with the other guys. If CeeDee has to miss a game, you're screwed. It is going to be so ugly.
Ferguson 12
times. I watched too much old school Dallas Cowboys. It will look like 1996 Carolina Panthers playoff game where Michael Irvin got hurt and Troy Aikman is like, you morons don't even know where to run. And speaking of T-Billy,
yes.
T-Billy, yeah.
We had Billy Davis, horrible wide receiver. F minus. If Broadus is listening, how in the world did that guy make an NFL team? I don't know. Good for him, though. But, like, it was horrible. And I do think you would run into that issue if CeeDee Lamb misses a game. To your point, the depth. If CeeDee Lamb is out, because he'll draw doubles, he can beat double teams, he will be the concentration of the defense on passing plays. That will open it up for the other guys. If he's out, nobody's getting open.
And for the question from the Franklin Frankel firm text line, 877-881-1053, buzz on Jalen Smith too? No. I know there's a lot of buzz for the Jalens, but all the other Jalens spell their names the same. So, Mike, we thought you would approve.
That's a good idea.
I think Kevin
Jordan Lewis threw a U in there for no reason.
Dak did say with Tolbert, he was like, I told him he needs to come in here with the mentality of being a number one, and he's worked up to that. So hopefully with Tolbert, he's getting a few more looks with that. But the Brooks and Croppers, those are the guys getting the red zone targets right now. I think that's beneficial to him, but we'll see how that plays out in preseason.
And then I just need to – it's a shout-out Wednesday. Right?
Uh-huh. No, that's not a thing.
Oh, well, I'm shouting out Kathy, who works with the Texas Rangers. She's been with the Texas Rangers for 25 years. She says when she gets in the car, she's listening to us. When she has conversations with us, whether she agrees or disagrees. So she is a big Tolo listening to us and been with the Rangers for 25 years.
And you didn't want that shout out to happen, Corey.
Well, because it's a Wednesday. Shout out Friday is the thing, and I just can't break the rules too often. But for Kathy, anything.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live at Globe Life Field, getting you ready for Rangers Astros this afternoon. Coming up next, we will talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy right here on 105 Through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. You know, if you're looking to spice up your game day grub, you need to reach for the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana hot sauce flavor favors the bold. And with that, they also bring to you our interview with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Now, I know Mike is unreasonably excited today because not only are you guys playing the Astros, he dropped off some cronuts for you in the clubhouse.
Those donuts.
Yeah. Yeah, did Donnie give them to you?
I wondered where they came from. I asked everybody on the staff.
Yeah,
they're from us.
They're outstanding.
Cronuts are better.
Some kind of good. I just had one with the coffee here.
Yeah, so Cronuts, this is what we were saying. Cronuts are better than regular donuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh man. I'll be honest. It just says fresh coffee donuts on it, so it didn't have a name on it. Those things are unbelievable. Man, they're good. Thank you very much.
The Boats, the donut shop around the corner from my house makes those, and I grabbed one morning, and I thought they were really good. And then I told Mike about them. He was like, bring me some, I dare you. So I did. And he's like, this is the best thing ever. So he said, we got to get some this morning. So it's in Plano, right around the corner from my house. If you ever want to come over, you're always welcome, all right?
All right, thanks.
I know we got a lot to talk about for the game today, for the game last night, but I was also really curious. Y'all are set to, the team is set to go to the White House and meet with President Biden tomorrow. Is that correct? And I know you've been through this before, but how exciting is that for you and the team?
Yeah, we head there tomorrow. I'm flying to Washington tonight. I think at 4 o'clock is when we all will be at the White House and have our little deal there. I know the players are excited. You know, it's an honor. You know, it's a tradition, and so you know to be able to stop there and for guys who haven't been there, and that's what I'm happy for. Just experience it and go through it. It's a cool deal, and from there we'll take the train on up to New York.
Now, in terms of today's game, I realize there's another one Friday and another one the next day, and people will say it's just another one of 162. Does this one today feel more important than another one of 162, or am I putting too much focus on today's game?
No, I don't think you're putting too much focus, but you know, it seems like you know, that's the way it's going to be from this point on, every game. You know, that was a tough one last night. You know, when you know you get pretty good pitching there, we just couldn't get much going offensively till at the end. Yeah, it's you know, this is a big game. Next series against the Yankees, we got to win there. You know, we got ground to make up. So, and I talked about this. It's not going to work until we start taking series. How it's going to work. And you know, I just love the way we're fighting. But, you know, you like to get these bats going throughout the lineup. You know, put you know, some crooked numbers up there on the board and make it a little bit easier.
So, Boach, Tyler Mahle made his Rangers debut. He looked great and kind of, unfortunately, the Astros scored kind of a cheapie off of him there. It happens, puts the ball in play and kind of some bloopers fall in. But, man, he looked great the first time out.
Didn't he? I agree with you. Good location. He's got a calmness about him out there. That's what I love. Even with runners in scoring position, good pace. But, you know, he elevates the fastball when he wants to. You know, I thought he located in a way very well. And, you know, slider was really good at times. So, you know, his first start back, I thought it was really impressive.
You know, the radar gun, it's telling the truth on what the speed is, but the hitter will tell you different sometimes. And with Mahle throwing 91 to 93-ish yesterday, boy, he was throwing a lot of those fastballs by guys, or guys were late on that. And I'm just assuming he has a lot of deception on his release that guys maybe have trouble seeing it out of his hand. One, how true is that about Mahle? And then maybe going back to the 80s when you were hitting or catching somebody, who was the most deceptive with their fastball?
Well, on Mahle, I saw him you know, a few years ago when he was with the Reds, and he's got that late life on his fastball, and he does have deception you know, where he comes from, so you know, hitters don't really pick it up. So as we say, sometimes at 91, 92, it plays harder, just like at 98, sometimes doesn't play as fast. I've had hitters tell me when the guy's throwing 98, 99, it just you know, they see it well. And I think deception's a big part of pitching, and he certainly has that. And location, but he's got that top rail that he can work with, and he's very consistent at hitting it. And that works. And he's got confidence. He's not backing off. He attacks the strike zone. And, every pitch he throws, it's with conviction. And I think, that's what makes him so good. He's not, you think he's not going to power his way through him, but he's going to get his strikeouts. As far as deception with, guys I caught, I'd have to think hard. I will say Dave Dravecki. He had a fastball that just got up on guys, and he had that effortless delivery that it's coming at you at 94 in that area, but it just played harder than that, and it had sink on it, and a lot of hitters had trouble catching up with it.
Boach, the line from the Rangers' Twitter last night was Corey Seager is inevitable. And it just feels like when he goes up in we discussed this yesterday, a clutch moment, it just seems like he delivers consistently. And that exciting moment last night kind of gave you that, oh, hey, we got a chance here. We got Corey Seager. How many guys have you seen that have that kind of gene or that kind of personality where, man, I know I'm sending him up to the plate and it's probably going to be parked?
Yeah, you don't see many like Corey. You feel like something is going to happen, and I don't mean a base hit. I'm talking about a ball leaving the ballpark in a big situation. I had Barry Bonds, and they're very similar. Mm-hmm. You just thought, well, they throw him a strike. There's a good chance this thing's leaving the park. So very similar, I feel, when those two go up to the plate. That's how scary they are.
When it comes to your lineup right now, Josh Smith and then Semien and then Seager, then Semien, yeah. Do you feel like that is going to be the rest of the season or just see how it goes for a week or so and then maybe change it a little bit?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay somewhat consistent, even though that as you have seen, we've made quite a few changes moving guys around, but I see that staying. That's it today. Lowe's back in there. He'll be in the six hole. Dolly's in the seven hole. I talked to Dolly about this. We want to take a little pressure off him and see if we can get him going. But right now, I like to keep it a little consistent. I tweak it every day.
How did that I don't know if you can tell us anything about that conversation. How did it go? Was he receptive, Dolly, that is, to the idea of moving down to the seven spot and why it probably needed to happen?
Yeah, no, he's great. Dolly says, I just want to do whatever it takes to help the team win. And he knows that he's going through some struggles, and he's all in on changing things if that's what it takes to win the ball game.
I'm sure every player is tough on themselves when they struggle. Does Adolis strike you as somebody who, like, they care to the point where maybe they're harder on themselves than most anybody else when they struggle?
Yeah, I'd say that's an area he can get better at. He does wear it a little too much. When it doesn't go well, it feels like he's letting the team down. He's fans down. He's raised a bar on how he plays or how he should play, and got off to a great start when things weren't going so well. I definitely think he became his own worst enemy by taking it too hard.
I think Mike would agree with me on this. Our co-host Kevin, whenever he gets, whenever something doesn't go his way, he gets really down on himself.
Yeah.
If he's down on himself, Boach, how can I help him? What would you say to Kevin? How can I use something that Boach would say to Kevin to get him out of that funk? How would you talk to Kevin in this instance?
Yeah, Dolly, I just try to give him keep things in perspective. And you know what? You're going to make some outs. You're going to make some mistakes. That's the game. And And so, you know, we got to be able to handle that, and that's what separates the average player from the good player, is the guys who are able to put those tough at-bats behind them and say, you know what, if I don't get a hit, I'm going to go out there and take a hit from the opposing hitter. And when I, you know, get back in, my focus is on the next at-bat to do something good. But you can't let it compound the rest of the game. And occasionally, I think that's happened with him. You know, he has some pretty good snaps, but really, there's nothing you can do. It's over. That at-bat is over. What can you do about it? So now, you know, this don't make it worse by dwelling on what just happened, or by looking at the iPad, and now you're getting mad again. And
yep,
you know, let's focus forward.
So, Bocha, plenty of people text me after Ranger games or during Ranger games and ask, why did they do this or why did they do that? And yesterday it was Yordan Alvarez hitting the home run in the ninth inning to go up by two. And I was trying to explain to him he wasn't the tying or winning run. You're not trying to throw a home run pitch or give him a pitch to hit that well. It happens. Pitchers make mistakes. When it comes to managing against Yordan Alvarez, or coming up here pretty soon, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, the best hitters in the game, you have one in Corey Seager on your team. What's kind of a basic philosophy when those guys come up late in a game on how much you want to attack them versus just let them have the base if they'll take it?
Yeah, you know, you always go through certain hitters or talk about certain hitters in your meeting, and we don't want this guy to do this. And so if you now walk them intentionally, which we've done, I don't know, two or three times already, you know, hey, make your pitches. If not, hey, you walk them. It's a strategic walk. Basically it's almost you're throwing two strike put away pitches all the time, and you know, working on the edges and going up top, and you know, not giving in, just like they were trying to do that on Corey. Occasionally you make mistakes. I'm sure Valdez is going, man, he wanted to shoot himself. He had a no-hitter and he gave Seager a pitch like that. It happens. And you know what's amazing is with good hitters, it seems to happen more, because sometimes I think they try too hard to make that perfect pitch and ends up staying in the zone.
I know y'all didn't get the win yesterday, but how important was it to have only Malley and Dunning pitch to kind of maybe reset the bullpen or give a lot of the guys that rest day?
Yeah, we were really, you know, trying to give some guys a break. Even Sports was up three times the night before. He was going to be our closer if we, you know, had a lead. But you look at the pitches and the workload they've been carrying. We wanted to say get a beat old in case we did get extra innings or something, or if we need him today. He's our other lone guy. And Burke, he's gone, you know, two innings day off, almost two innings last with the day off. And thought, you know, if we can give him another day, then he could give us two, maybe three today. And so it was big, but, you know, no doubt the home run hurt because you saw what happened. And so, you know, you roll the dice a little bit to try to reset that bullpen. And unfortunately, Dane, he just made a mistake there.
Well, we appreciate the time as always. Hope you get to treat yourself to an extra cronut before the game today.
Man, these things, there's no calories in them either.
That's the amazing part,
man,
folks.
I wish.
That's the amazing part. When it's that sweet, there's no calories.
Yeah. All right, guys.
There you go. Bruce Bochy.
Go get Rangers.
Go get Rangers, baby. Go get Rangers. I love it.
You know, the Rangers know the big wins come from bold plays. That's why the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Now, eventually that might get replaced by Big Cronut.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. If
big
that,
Cronut's going to take
I don't
over
know
everything
that will be
at
the
some
case.
Point, man.
We need to make a Cronut store.
Yeah.
Your place is doing it wrong. They need to reverse. Like, we only have a dozen regular donuts. We do have 492 cronuts.
I will tell you this. There were a lot of donuts on the trays.
Yeah.
Very few cronuts left over.
Because that's what the people want.
Here's what I'm disappointed. This place, your place, your donut store, they are selling out of Cronuts so fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are they that hard? Are they that much? You need to ask your donut person. Are they that much harder to make?
I'll ask her. I'll ask her next time I swing through.
Because you think if you made twice as much and still
if
sold
they're selling out all
you'd
the
be
time,
like, we should make more.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, probably so. She's got it. Well, maybe, again, this is all new. I think because we've started the discussion of Cronut.
Yep.
And I think this is all new to her. She's like, why is this happening? Maybe I just need to explain. Look. More people are buying because we've been talking about it. Would you like to endorse the station?
That's a good idea. And they're like, yeah. When, are Sean and RJ have spots?
No, no.
We're the KNC Masterpiece live from Globe Life Field. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Pastor.
How long should our show be and how many innings is Urania going to go today? Next.
2-2. There's the fastball swung on and missed. He throws it to the top of the zone. That's where he likes to live with his heater. And Tyler Mahle records his first strikeout this season. And there's one away in the top of the second.
Tyler Mahle looking good yesterday. This return music looking good. And we just got to talk with Chris, the better of the Wells brothers. I feel like it would be fair to say this morning.
That's what he told you to say. I wonder if
no,
his
that's
brother
what I
would
think. Okay. No, that's what I think. Real quick, Mike, I know we got baseball nuggets, but multiple people are asking. I want you to describe it. All right? Y'all have convinced me I'm going to Donut Palace right now to try to find a Cronut. From the 504, can you please explain what a Cronut is? I'm in Louisiana and never heard of that over here.
That seems like a place that would have Cronuts.
Corey did this for us. I had never heard of a Cronut months ago either.
Corey, you doing that is better than anything we've ever done for Mike.
Here's what I thought it was. I thought it was a croissant,
mm-hmm.
and then they just glazed it in donut glaze. But it's not. It's in the shape of a donut. They have made a croissant, but they made it round, and then they punched the hole in it. Yes. So it is in donut shape.
Yes.
They punched the hole in it.
And then they put the glaze on it to make it a glazed donut, but it's a croissant, so it's a Cronut. And then
The flakiness is amazing.
The butter, you know, just like a croissant, you have it's flaky and really airy and soft. And then that glaze and the butter kind of is in between each layer.
It is.
So you can kind of tear it apart.
Yep.
And kind of have your flaky layers of a croissant, but it's in donut form.
And that glaze is good.
It is. It's the best donut. I can't compare it to an apple fritter. It's a different donut than that, or whatever you want to call it, a Long John or
an eclair.
An eclair. You know, those are different donuts. But if you are just taking a glazed donut or you're having a croissant donut, a Cronut, they don't compare. It's unfortunate that the donut has died.
I'll also add this real quick, too, Mike, and I don't know if I brought them up last time. They also do have Cronut holes, so they do, and they'll have those laying around. I think they just like cut those up into little squares.
Okay,
so they're square shaped, not hole shaped, but they have a bunch of them usually.
We had a listener. Were you here that day that they brought the?
I was not.
Okay, so we had a listener bring Cronuts from his local donut store, and they were good. Don't get me wrong; they're better. They're still better than a regular donut.
Yeah,
but the donut store you go to, they're bigger,
they're
like
taller
and flakier than the other ones we had. They were still very good, better than donut. They had Cronut holes, but they were a little more condensed.
Okay, all right.
And not as
I could see that. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah,
compact. Yeah,
yeah. And so it was still a really good donut, still flaky and everything like that. But a Cronut will change your life, and you will go, "Gosh, it's a donut. It's still good. Nothing against donuts." Regular glazed donuts, very good. Do not compare to the Cronut.
All right, Mike, from the 817, y'all convinced me I had two Cronuts this morning. My favorite is a cheesecake Cronut. From the 817, Parlor Donuts in Southlake exclusively makes Cronuts.
Oh, they know what they're doing.
And then
they've changed. They know.
From the 214, I will bring y'all a box of Cronuts tomorrow, to which I responded, you will instantaneously become Mike's favorite.
That is awesome.
If that happens. Now,
okay.
Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassett.
I don't know how baseball nugget-y this will be.
Okay.
This is going to be more Cronut talk.
It's going to be more Mike-like.
Okay.
All right,
we had to condense the schedule.
Yeah. And so this was interesting. I talked to a lot of people around here. I'm lucky to get to come to the park a lot more than normal. And a lot of people are like, oh, you do radio? When's your radio show? They don't listen to radio. We have tons of Tolos that are out here that do listen, that's and fun. We have some that don't. And when I tell them, like, today, I told two people, yeah, I'm out here doing radio show about 9:45 to 1 p.m., like, that long?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
if you tell people, and I'm like, that's an hour shorter than normal. Yeah. Usually it's 9:45 to 2 p.m. And they're like, how in the world do you guys do that? And they're almost like, do you play music? Or like, I was talking to Lou Marlone. He's a former Major League Baseball player, Boston Red Sox. He does radio. He used to do radio for, I can't remember the station up in Boston. He doesn't do it anymore.
WEEI?
I think so. And he does the games on the radio for the Boston Red Sox. And he said, I just got so tired. We would have to come up with any negative topic to draw in all the phone calls for the day. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, we don't do any phone calls.
Yeah.
Literally 0% phone calls unless it's a playoff game or maybe a Monday after a Cowboy game for one segment.
Yeah.
We'll take 3, maybe 4 phone calls for the whole day. It's literally 4 hours of us talking.
Right.
And people can't believe it. So I asked the question to you guys, what is the perfect radio show time where people would say, oh,
yeah,
that makes sense, and you have all the topics, and like you'll have stuff left over that can carry over, and that sounds like a normal radio show.
I would like to cede my time to Corey Majors, as I know he has thought about this since the first show we ever did.
I, Mike, I've always wanted the 2-hour shift. There was a time I called it the norm shift because there was a 2-hour show, and I've always felt like that was the perfect amount of time to get your work in, get all the content out without having anything that you like spill over. Like, we can talk for 4 hours. We do it all the time. G-Bag does 5, and we do the 14-hour show too. And that's a different type of day for sure.
Yep.
But 2 hours, you're trying to get good content in without anything feeling like you left it out. But also, it feels intense, and then you're done after 2 hours. But if you really do, you know, get the right guests and really, you know, delicately put that show together, it's a quality show every time. So I like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Three is okay. 4 is, it's not typical in the industry, honestly. Like, that's not a typical thing unless you are a morning or afternoon time. They usually have something like that.
I think it started with sports talk radio. Pretty much started in the Northeast. Obviously, there was the 30 for 30 for Mike and
Mad Dog and Mike
in New York. It started, but it was all based off phone calls.
Yeah,
Boston and New York and Philadelphia, they're literally taking 12 hours of phone calls. They'll do 2 segments out of their 4-hour show. So out of their 12 segments, they'll do 2 segments where they don't take phone calls, and only 2. 10 out of their 12 is just you calling in, complaining about something, or giving them something to work off of. And so I'm like, I mean, it is what it is. This is what it is in Texas. But we don't do phone calls here. It is us.
It doesn't move the needle the way it does in the Northeast.
Okay, so last thing. I know I'm running out of time. Baseball nuggets here. I know this is going to be baseball cards. I just got an awesome card from one of the people who work up here, and they gave me the Ranger giveaway card on August 3rd. It is amazing. I'll put it on right if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch or whatever. It's the World Championship card that they gave out on August 3rd. It is beautiful. It's awesome. It's a picture of kind of the main 8 guys on the team for the championship. Really cool. But I haven't really enjoyed collecting recent cards lately.
Yeah.
There's just too much. I can't. There's a new Topps Finest product that's out, and Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter each have 3 base cards in the set, and then another 45, and I'm not making up that
parallels.
Yeah.
So they literally have 48 different cards to collect in just one product.
Yep.
48 Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter rookie cards in one product. It makes it very difficult to go, well, do I want this? Do I not want this? Will this be even worth anything? Will people be like, oh, I don't like green. Nobody likes green. Nobody collects green. You got to get blue or red. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I got the blue. And like, well, that's blue wave and blue shimmer. We just like the regular blue. And you're just like, I almost can't handle it. So there's this website called baseballcardpedia.com.
Okay.
Baseballcardpedia.com. And it has almost every set from every year. And I've been going back into the 90s where, hey, regular base cards in the 90s are pretty much worthless.
Yeah.
Almost completely worthless.
And I feel bad because people will be like, dude, this card's 30 years old. It's got to be. And I'm like, I'm sorry, it's not.
But they will have inserts. This was kind of when inserts started in the 1990s. Well, people didn't think a whole – they liked inserts. Don't get me wrong. But people didn't collect inserts as hard as they – now it's like, oh, this one's numbered to 100. This one's numbered to 50. Well, what they did back then is they would have like five inserts in a set. And then you can go to baseballcardpedia.com and you can see, well, how often could you pull that insert to see how rare it is? And they'd be like, well, it's a set of 20 in this insert set. And there would be one per box. So you'd have to buy 20 boxes to hope to get one of each, which now you're like, oh, it's not super rare, but it's rare. And so you can collect Cal Ripken Jr. or Juan Gonzalez or kind of the players that I grew up with. So I've been kind of buying these cheaper insert cards, not expecting like I'm going to make a lot of money off of these, but kind of my heroes that I grew up with, I can get somewhat rare cards, very cool looking cards.
Yep.
And no, they didn't make 45 different ones of that same
insert,
picture where you're just like, well, which color should I get? Which shimmer should I get? Which wave should I get? You can kind of go like, no, it's called Home Run Kings. It's really cool.
They have some of those.
Cool looking car. It's a cool looking look to it. Or there was one called like Thunderclap, which came out of Fleer Ultra, which is super cool looking. And I'm like,
for basketball, it used to be Jambalaya.
Yeah. And so really there's, awesome. I would say right now I'm more into 90s inserts than I am into current cards because literally at the end of the day, Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter will have more. Literally, they'll each have about 300 different rookie cards to collect.
Jeez.
And then when you add those cards up, all of them, they will literally have over a million, if not 3 million rookie cards. It's just very – it's getting so difficult, and they need to calm it down. And I know they won't because Topps is there to make money.
Yes, I agree with everything. Another spot I would look at sometimes, Trading Card Database is good about that.
TradingCardDatabase.com.
Yes.
Or Baseball Cardpedia, which it's only baseball card. Trading Card Database has all the different cards.
A lot of people, by the way, did say if we started taking calls all the time that they wouldn't listen anymore.
Look, man, if we're really being honest, there was a time that this was not my most favorite station because I thought that they took too many phone calls.
But then we got here.
And then it's my favorite
and
station.
Then, yeah, it's my favorite, too. I love it.
That's good.
I love it.
What?
It's how my nephew says love sometimes.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the
Fan. I think the pyrotechnics guy just came in because he just shot off some, like, stuff real fast. I think the pyro guy's here.
Let's go ahead and mark that, Alec. Coming up next, we're live from Globe Life Field, but we will go to Oxnard to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105 through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.